about. Can I ask you a question?
And you have an answer?
I was thinking just now, like, I was reading about the planes,
yeah,
that you need to go to the seventh plane to realize God, you know?
It gives me a little fright, but you can continue.
Well, I was thinking that the nearest person to, I don't know, like if I can see, like if you're in the sixth plane, you're near to God, and if you're in the first plane, and like, how about the Mandalay? I consider just with Baba. And in which plane are the Mandalay? I mean,
yeah, that's a good question. I can tell you a little story. As I often say, although I laugh, because I really appreciate your question, because that was also my question. So I share that little story which had been in the book, but, and then to the question that you asked. So when I came to Baba and I started visiting Baba, and somebody said, Baba is the master and those who are close to him are very advanced and all that, and then somebody told me that Adi is on the third plane and Dr. Deshmukh is on the fifth plane and Gustaji is on the sixth plane. So I started thinking, well, look sensible, but Gustaji observing silence since 1926, so seems quite possible that he could be on the sixth plane, but why should Dr. Deshmukh be on the fifth? He met Baba in 33 and Adi was with him since 20s and he's still lagging on the third. so some such thing went on, and I also wanted a clarification for that, whether they are on the plane really or not, or must get confirmation about such things. And so, and Baba. Baba is on all planes. On all planes of whatever vagaries and whims we have. But if they are out of love for him, he also provides the answer. He doesn't say, oh, what's this? This is a silly question. There is no such thing as silly for him, whatever comes in our relationship with him. So Baba also provided, for that silly understanding of mine, a sort of an answer. So it so happened that there was some program that was arranged, and we were going out, and when I would come, I would look at them, and, oh, he's in the third, he's in the fifth, he's in the sixth, okay, it's nice, maybe he may not be, but then we were going with Baba, I think it was with Baba we were going, and you have not seen a picture of Gustaji, he was a short man, but a very lovable personality, you see, with his long coat and the Parsi cap, and He had a childlike radiance about him, and in fact he was my first friend because I could talk all the time, and he had to listen there. So when I first went to see Baba, for lunch I would sit next to him. So I was friends with him, and so we were on a darshan program. We are going, and then it's all Baba's thing. Our being here, few of us here, few of us there, everywhere I feel it that way. It's nothing more or less or something like that. So now I find that Gustaji is right at the end of the crowd. And now I said, this is the time to confirm what I have heard. So I try to get back and also start walking with Gustaji. So I walk with him, and he was really a very jolly person. Sometimes when we sing in the trust, he's a jolly good fellow. So sometimes it reminds me of Gustaji also. So I said, Gustaji. So he just turned me. What? He had his own way of expressing. He had all vowels like A, E, I, O, U. So he could spell us, we could talk with him, converse with him also. He was a very great storyteller also. I said, Gustaji, may I ask you a question? He said, yes, yes, yes. He said, I have heard that you are on the sixth plane of consciousness. Is it true? He looks at me, he said, that's true, that's perfectly true. I could understand his language and all that. So I said, no, at least out of the three things I have heard, one third is confirmed. And then I thought, now, see, how fortunate that I am, that I am walking with a person who is on the sixth plane of consciousness, mind you. We are getting close to the seventh after this. So noticed that. And now just after, we had just walked a few steps, and then again, hear someone patting on my shoulder. Who's that? And then that was Gustavji. And then through gestures, he started explaining to me how he has made a fool of me by telling that he is on the sixth plane. He said, when you come to Baba, where is the question of planes? He said, that time here, for the first time he went to Baba in 52, so he had not even gone in the plane. He said, I have not even on any plane, aeroplane also, and you are talking about the sixth plane, how is it possible? And then he said, take out all these ideas from there. When you come to Baba, just take out these ideas of being on planes and somebody's on the plane and spiritual progress and all these things. So, this is, as you asked, I too had a similar question with me, and Baba provided me with that answer. Now the second part of your question is, if I remember right, what was that? I don't remember right.
No, was it? Yeah. Which plane then we are?